What do you call the types of turnips or beets that you eat?
You mean the tops?
Mm-hmm.
Call the tops salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? You know, you don't take it off the.
Don't take it off the cob.
Just leave it on and cook it like that.
Well, I just call that corn on the cob.
Okay. You know, some people call it different things. Some people call it roasting ears,
Yeah.
and some people call it mutton corn.
We mostly call it corn on the
Yeah,
cob.
we do
Boil
too.
it.
We do too. What do you call a little animal that looks a lot like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it runs along the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes on its body. I bet you don't have any around here.
Hamster, isn't
Well,
it?
they look kind of like
They don't
hamsters.
have a tail, do they? A hamster.
No, they don't. I think these are North Georgia animals. Do you have chipmunks around here?
We used to have some long when I was growing up. I remember them talking about
Really?
them.
That's interesting.
Chipmunks.
Yeah. What do you call an animal that has a strong offensive odor?
Ground mole.
What?
Ground mole, isn't it? They crawl under the ground and they stink. Good gracious.
Well, now this is a black and white animal. It's black and it's got a white stripe down its back.
Old cat.
Okay.
I know that's another stinking thing. If you ever throw this musk on you, you have to bury your clothes 9 days.
I know. My mother said that they had a family of skunks living under their
Ooh.
house once,
Oh
and that
my
was a
goodness.
real
I
problem.
bet that was
They couldn't even walk across the floor without smelling them.
Oh.
Okay, now what do you call a little animal that's about that big and it hops around and it usually lives near water?
Toad frog.
Okay. And what do you call the smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? Have a name for that?
I wouldn't know a smaller one than
Maybe
a.
a tree frog or a rain
Well,
frog?
there is a rain frog, a little green. It's so small you can't hardly see it.
They're cute, if you
Yeah,
like frogs. I don't
but
like frogs
I
much,
don't
but
want them about me.
I.
No, since they fixed this house, I can see the most different things around here. They took off the whole top.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
We call them earthworms.
Okay. And what do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Earthworms and what would you call them? There's a bigger worm. We call them earthworms. We dig them out of the ground. That's earthworm. And these others are, I guess you'd call them bait worms.
Okay.
They all different, names for them.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light on and off and it comes out in the summertime and you can see it at night flashing somewhere?
Oh, that's wait a minute. Lightning bug.
Okay.
I don't know whether you've ever seen one or
Oh,
not. I
yeah, I've
guess you
seen them.
have.
I've seen them. What do you call a little insect that has a long, thin body? It's about that long and it's got filmy wings, and you usually find them over lakes or ponds. It's not a mosquito, it's bigger than a mosquito and longer and thinner.
I don't know whether I've seen one or not.
Have you ever heard of a mosquito hawk or a dragonfly or a gallinule?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, the mosquito hawks. They have long wings. Those mosquito hawks. We used to catch them with the wings, and hold them out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. I wouldn't want to touch one.
They won't bother you.
They won't. Well, I'm
We
so
catch them,
scared of
pull their
things like
wings
that.
up together like that,
They didn't like
And
that.
then we used to tie strings to their tail, twine, and let them go up there just as high as they go.
Good
Just
gracious,
let the
no.
twine go under.
Well, then, did you ever pull them back
Yeah,
down again?
just fun.